The Democratic Alliance has today filed court papers in the Western Cape High Court challenging the decision taken by national government to close the beaches of the Garden Route District for the entirety of the festive season. We have provided President Ramaphosa and Minister Dlamini Zuma with an extended deadline of 10 o'clock this morning to provide reasons justifying the closure of beaches along the Western Cape's Garden Route. Both the President and the Minister failed to respond by the extended hour. The fact that the national government has requested additional time to prepare a response to our letter requesting the decision to close the Garden Route beaches demonstrates to us that there were really none to begin with. It would seem that any reasons now provided are going to be ex post manufactured. The DA and our governments across the Western Cape's coastal municipalities have fought vehemently against any closure of the beaches over the festive season. As such, is a regulation not in line with the scientific advice available from medical experts and is also impossible to enforce. This regulation is also proving to be the final nail in the coffin for the Garden Route's coastal economies, which have already had a very tough year and which are now nearing total collapse. In the delicate fight to save both lives and livelihoods, any job-killing COVID-19 regulation which has no rational basis in medical and scientific practice, cannot be imposed. The recent judgment in the tobacco case concluded that. Doing so is only going to create a far more dangerous pandemic of widespread poverty and job losses, which we've already started to witness this year. Businesses in the hospitality industry along the Garden Route are already reporting devastating and life-threatening losses to the value of hundreds of millions of rands, and putting numerous jobs in the tourism industry in great peril. This is precisely why we are urgently approaching the courts to expedite the overturning of this decision, as the livelihoods of thousands currently hang in the balance. In the South African context, poverty, as we know, can be far deadlier than the coronavirus. And in this instance, national government is risking the livelihoods of thousands of South Africans unnecessarily. We cannot and will not allow this to happen. We expect that our case will be heard as early as Monday, the 21st of December at 2:30, where we hope to be granted immediate relief of this draconian regulation and bring some Christmas cheer and goodwill to the coastal towns who are so desperate for a lifeline in this difficult situation.